Welcome to the business segment of the Midday News Bulletin. Now, Capricorn Foundation appoints Vipura Mokwa as the coordinator of Capricorn Foundation with effect as of 1st September 2022. He joins the group brand and corporate affairs Capricorn Foundation team from Bankventuk MSCCS, where she held the position of communications practitioner CSI and stakeholder engagement since January 2020, thus with corporate social investment and stakeholder engagement. She played a key role in coordinating Bankventuk CSR initiatives, including Bankventuk Cancer Apple Project and the Empathy Project, and has since 2021 also served as a member of the Capricorn Foundation Management Committee. She holds a bachelor's degree in arts in media studies, majoring in public relations and politics, obtained from the University of Namibia, and is currently enrolled for a master's degree in journalism and media studies at Namibia University of Science and Technology, that is NUST. She brings 7 years of experience in her role, with an extensive background in NGO sector, CSR project coordination and stakeholder engagement. Now, very directly reports to Marlies Horn, who is the executive officer of the Capricorn Foundation and will be responsible for the day-to-day administration, coordination and management of the Capricorn Foundation's activities and programs, and will liaise with key stakeholders on the foundation. I am humbled to be taking on this role as the Capricorn Foundation coordinator. I believe my passion for building relationships and community development will empower me to contribute to the foundation's strategic objectives, the Capricorn Group's vision to be connectors of positive change and overall economic development of our communities. She said the group is optimistic about her contribution to the Capricorn Foundation as well as the group brand and corporate affairs team, and wishes her luck in the new role at the Capricorn Group. In other business news, founder of Poya Media, Ilka Platt, has been shortlisted and selected as an honoree for the 12th edition of the African Achievers Award under the Emerging Public Relations Practitioner Award category. This year's ceremony and summit on sustainable development in Africa through innovation, preservation and green energy is scheduled for 20 September 2022 at the UK Houses of Parliament in London in the United Kingdom. The African Achievers Awards have constantly awarded African achievers, ranging from African leaders, young achievers, community builders, to captains of industries across the continent. The awards ceremony has fast become established as one of the biggest gatherings of influential and global African achievers on the continent, and has been rated by Forbes magazine as one of the most prestigious awards ceremonies on the African continent. We speak to Ilka Platt on this.
Whenever an award comes or a nomination comes without you expecting it, it always takes you by surprise and off guard. And having said that, I always say that, you know, you work as much as you can on recognition, but ultimately people will see the change and impact that you do within, let's say, the sector you operate in. So I'm humbled, I'm honored, and I'm not just going to say I am, but my whole team and I, because when it comes to PR, it's our whole organization through Poya Media that's still trying to, you know, set PR on a global stage.
Yes, what does this nomination mean to Poya Media as well as yourself?
Oh, it means a lot. The moment that you can take your, not only private personal brand, but the company brand and the Namibian brand on a global stage, it's always an opportunity to get more information out there to a different target market. And at this year's event in the UK, I mean, you've got a lot of network, not only just from a local African continental media space, but on an international level. So in that sense, it's great. It's great now to also scale up, you know, bring your business and ourselves as a startup to those that have really been doing it quite big in the industry for years.
Maybe just to take us through this award award nominees, how do they come about? How do they select you as Poya Media, Ilka Platt, into this nominees or being selected in this awards? How does that happen, the process?
Yeah, Like I mentioned at the beginning, I wasn't aware of it. And I think even before I answered this question, there were a couple of nominees that were announced in the mainstream media, your Dr. Ndumis, from Namibia as well. And when I was asked, would I like to be nominated? It's great because it comes from the masses. It comes from the people. And with the selection criteria, with the information that was given to the committee, it's being vetted by seeing your track record, by seeing what have you been doing, what impact have you made in society. So for that in itself, it's a great privilege. And I'm humbled that our own Namibians recognize what we are doing to also say, hey, guys, on a global stage, we're also doing it. We also have people that are doing great in the PR space. Here you go. See if they, you know, fit the criteria. So that in itself is an awesome.
Ahead of that ceremony, what can we expect from you? Or were there any directions given on how you would proceed into this summit that is upcoming?
Yeah, since this is news that's fresh out of the kitchen, and Eagle FM scooped it first, from the nomination, this is where they now take you through the proceedings, and we'll definitely share more towards the buildup. Because remember, this is now about, 2 weeks away. And at the end of the day, even if you can't physically attend, it's also still having, you know, that piece of paper and still having that recognition by saying, we can put this, you know, under our belt to say that, fine, you know, Poi Media or Ilka Platt myself, we have been able to at least be put on the list of well-known names that have actually received awards. Even prior to the 12th edition.
All right. Now, looking at public relations, we have seen you working with various people, bringing people in and out of the country when it comes to media exposure. Now, how important is public relations in a company?
It's very. I'm glad you asked that question. Let's first focus on startups. So Poi Media, we focus on startups because when you're still new, people need to know about you. People need to know about your products. People need to know about your services. PR is the backbone to any organization. Unfortunately, and let's be really honest with each other, I think some or many organizations also feel that PR is a nice to have. You know, it's that pretty little picture in an organization that does the nice stuff. But not only does it do the nice stuff, it is the epitome of saying, hey, guys, this is what we offer. This is what we provide. And how do you also build on the stakeholder relations? PR is the great way, the best way to take out your messages. I mean, look at us right now. We're on radio right now discussing about the nomination. And this is also getting the story out there. With PR, it also allows you, especially in the modern digital age, from an online platform. The brilliance now is that you can easily take part in any award ceremony globally through a virtual event and still, you know, have the same recognition. And that's what happened last year when I was nominated in India for the African Women Leaders as well. So that's why I always say appreciate PR. Make it a center of your business because that's what makes or breaks your organization.
There is a bit of a line between the public relations officers when it comes to companies as well as the media, not understanding how media runs or not the media understanding how public relations run. Do you think the gap between the two is what sometimes can breach the image of a company or rather getting a story out there?
PR and media houses, when we made the announcement about this nomination, you know, the first thing that we recognized was the important role that media houses play in a PR space for PR professionals. You guys are the make or break for any PR agency because it's the relationship. The relationship that you have with your media houses is as strong as your PR department is. There wouldn't be even this nomination if the media houses haven't reported on the good deeds and the good stories and of even all the other startups that we've reported about. So there should not be a gap. There should be this bridge that accompanies and just complements each other. One cannot do without the other, honestly speaking. But also coming back to your question, the relationship is a make or break because media houses and PROs of the organization need to understand that It's like a brother and sister relationship in a family. You will still live together. You will still be under this one household, and you need to make it work in a good working environment. We can have another debate another day by saying, how much does the media, what role do they play on portraying a certain image? But again, it's a two-way communication, and communications is a center focal point of bridging that relationship between media houses and PR professionals.
Yes, now, what can we expect going forward from Poya Media, as well as yourself as the founder of Poya Media, being nominated in the African Achievers Awards? What can we expect more from Poya Media? What's on the table for us? What's juicy that's upcoming?
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned that we've been bringing a lot of international, guests to Namibia, and also Poya Media going out to different African countries. Mm-hmm. It's really critical to understand that it's okay, to make it big at home first. It's really important. But step number two, how do you now allow, let's say, Charity Starts at Home dominating in other spaces, in other countries, even overseas as well? On our lineup, we look forward to Ghana in the next couple of months. We look forward to possibly also Egypt towards the end of the year. And again, it's having such credibility under your belt, allowing other people in different countries across the world to say, hey, there's a PR agency in Namibia. Why make use of them? And because of that word of mouth, and because of the media houses, and because of the publicity, we are able to now step out of our comfort zone, Namibia, and go to a Zimbabwe, go to a Botswana, go to a Johannesburg, go to now London, go to Ghana or Egypt, and make our presence known, and not always just allowing other countries to come here and tell us what to do and how to do it. We're perfectly, equipped to also go out there and tell other PR professionals how we as the experts have also learned throughout the experience that we've gained from a Namibian context, but PR still remains the same, globally, but I'm just customizing it. So we've got a lot of events, projects underway, and we're just so blessed. And we want to thank Eagle FM and all the media houses for always just, being supportive to the narrative on communicating stories that we craft to build up success stories. All right, great stuff. So Poya Media turns 5 years in the next 2 months. Can you believe it? it's been a great journey. I think entrepreneurship, coming from corporate to entrepreneurship, it hasn't been an easy ride. And even for those that are in the game for a bit, if your big break only comes after the fifth year and opportunities are now coming and doors are opening for the first 5 years, be patient. Be patient. You won't always get it right within the first, second, third, fourth year. And the moment that opportunities do come your way, you need to be smart about utilizing the doors that open. There are many people that get opportunities, but they sleep on the same opportunities that come their way. So it's for us expanding our network and also allowing our other colleagues in the industry to benefit. It's not self-gain. For us, it might be through a personal name, Ilka Platt, or a company named Poya Media. But at the end of the day, it's about Namibia being placed on a pedestal so that other people who don't even know where we are or situated at, they actually realize, but hey, there's a lot of good stuff happening in WHK. So thank you very much. Final conclusion, we are nothing without you guys, the media houses. We love you. And keep it on.
Thank you, Ilka, for joining us.
You're welcome.
All right. And that is what we're getting from the founder of Poya Media in regards to her being shortlisted and selected as an honorary for the 12th edition of the African Achievers Awards. Now, it is exactly 18 minutes past the hour of 2. You're listening to the business segment right here on the Midday News Bulletin. We are going to take a short commercial break and we'll be right back.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. Now, Heroes Communications alongside Energy 100 will host a half-day event on women and agriculture on 22nd September 2022 at the National Theatre of Namibia. Now, founder and project manager at Heroes Communications, Paulina Mbango, speaks to us on this event.
Okay, so the Women and Agriculture Summit is an information session that provides access to information on a higher level for any woman that is currently maybe in agriculture or any woman that is not in agribusiness but wants to understand the landscape of agribusiness and the opportunities in that industry and the forthcoming developments in that industry so they can take advantage and be part of agriculture in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yes, now the theme for the event is tackling global food insecurity and women's role in feeding the nation. What role does this, or to what volume does this theme speak in regards to agriculture and women in agriculture?
We've seen in the past couple of years, specifically after the impact of COVID, that there was a lot of challenges in terms of accessing or importing food. So we have already identified that agriculture from COVID emerged as one of the primary industries that need national focus. And you've seen that the government has really started focusing on agriculture as one of the key industries that they need to develop, both for local or domestic market and also for export. We've also seen now with the current developments in Europe and how the impact of food prices has dramatically increased. So that is now an opportunity for women to get involved in food production, whether it's for local or domestic use or for export. And that's where we're saying, how do women place themselves or position themselves to take advantage of this need, a global need for food security? And that's what we're going to be discussing at this event.
How long is this event going to take place and what type of other discussions do we expect from this event?
So the event will start at about 8:30 in the morning. That's when we start with our program, official program. Registration will start around 7:30, and the program will run most of the day up to 15:30, so 3:30 in the afternoon. We have a couple of speakers lined up. We have about 15 speakers in total. We have two panel discussions. The first one is about how do we create opportunities for women? How do we really develop women to take advantage of this industry? And then the second one is more around financing. So how do we access financing for agricultural products as women? What are the opportunities there for us? And what are the challenges that have been identified? Other presentations will include an overview on the agricultural industry, specifically post-COVID and up to now. And then we're also going to talk about what are the future trends in agriculture. If I want to go into agriculture, what type of products or food should I be looking at? Where are the biggest opportunities? And then our program will conclude with how does climate change impact agribusiness.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have some discussions with some female farmers, and just so that we can get a feel of what is it, if I want to go into agriculture, what can I expect, and what are the opportunities, what are the challenges. Then we'll conclude our program.
All right. Besides targeting the women in agriculture, or what type of businesses are we looking at this sector? Is it only for SMEs or also for big corporate companies? What type of businesses are you guys looking at?
So we want to create this platform for anybody that actually wants to gain a better understanding into an industry. So this specific event is focused around agriculture, and this event is for really anybody that just wants to understand what is happening in agriculture. So currently we have a couple of corporates that have purchased tickets. Those are primarily companies in agriculture, but we've also had some banks that have purchased. And then we also have individual people purchasing tickets, including men. And when we look into our database, a lot of the people are actually from government. So we have people from Ministry of Health, we have police officers, we have people, small business owners, we have people also coming from corporates and purchasing individual tickets. So this is a discussion that is really open to everyone. We are focusing our target, our topic specifically around women, but we are giving an overview that benefits everyone, including men. So whether you are an SME, whether you are in agribusiness, whether you are in a different industry and you want to maybe transition to this type of industry, if you're sitting in corporate and you want to understand this industry, it's for everybody. And we are encouraging everybody to, you know, call us, contact us, purchase your tickets and attend this event so that we can really gain understanding in terms of how do I capitalize on the upcoming opportunities in agriculture.
Mm-hmm. When this event concludes, what is the way forward when it comes to providing education for women in agriculture?
So we are collaborating with the sponsors. So some of the sponsors have come on board. We do have packages in terms of continuing with access to information, but specifically targeting now the company. So the company would be able to provide webinars and seminars regarding what specifically they do. Mm-hmm. So those are, we are making sure that we don't just have this once-off discussion, but we actually maintain the discussion going forward so that if you attended the event and want more information specifically on this one industry or this one organization, we will still continue with these smaller groups of to access information, provide you with information, provide you with the, so it's an ongoing development. And like we said, we don't want to have a once-off event. We want to actually create access to information for our target audience.
All right. Paulina, a word to the women out there listening and awaiting the 22nd of September for this event. Just a final word before we let you go.
Okay, so just to conclude, you know, the reason we are doing this is that we've seen that a lot of women in business, specifically after COVID, were severely impacted. And not just women. But with women, we tend to gravitate towards businesses that are primarily in retail. And we've seen how retail has really struggled. So we are saying that let's open our eyes to other opportunities. Let's open our eyes to other industries.
So it's just to say that, you know, we've hosted other events earlier in the year. And what we really found out from those discussions is that women's businesses, and not only women's businesses, but businesses were severely impacted during COVID. Businesses closed, people lost their source of income, their jobs were on the line. And we found out during those discussions that various industries really emerged during the COVID crisis. And one of those industries was agriculture. So how do we as women or as men find our way into agriculture? And this is what this platform is about. This is about creating a roadmap into agriculture for you people to come and understand the overall industry and also understand how do they start, where do they go, which companies are doing what, and really gain a better understanding in terms of what can I do and how can I contribute to this industry going forward.
All right. Thank you so much, Paulina, for speaking to Eagle FM.
Okay, thank you so much.
Right. And that is what we are getting right there on an event on women in agriculture scheduled for 22 September 2022. We will be right back. We're going to take a short commercial break and we'll be back with our economic indicators.
Speak your mind. while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first.
For social position to raise a child, what does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Now, a total of $6.8 million worth of shares was traded on the NSX on Friday, with about 575,000 worth of Angolan American PLC and 3.6 million worth of Letsego Holding Limited on the home front. Now, the EFTS worth 880,000 were traded on Friday. From the trading activities that took place, Angolan American shares were allocated by participants as the market bounced back on Friday at the drawback of the US labor data. Shares belonging to First Rand Namibia were traded with a slight increase in share price, and New Gold Issuer Limited NMEFT will be right back. We are going to take a short commercial break and we'll return.
On the Radar was proudly brought to you by Global Parts Namibia. Global Parts, global reach for best local prices and advice.
As I was saying, the New Gold Issuer Limited NMEFT options were subscribed as market upward trajectory performance on Friday. Now looking at local news, workers at Ndonga Linena Government Irrigation Project have blamed the government for their unproductive 4 years. Now, 60 people suspected to be victims of trafficking in persons were recently found working on two Namibian registered vessels. Namibia is expected to finalize a policy on green hydrogen in November to coincide with the 2022 United Nations Climate Change Conference, that is COP27. In the sub-Saharan news, the energy crisis in Europe is not because of failing renewables, but rather because of a shortage of supply of Russian gas, says Minister of Forestry and Fisheries and Environment. Now, South Africa's petrochemical firm on Friday said it was partnering with Japan to explore the development of green hydrogen and green ammonia projects for shipping fuel and power generations. And this concludes our business segment for today. We'll catch you again tomorrow, same time, same place. I'll now hand over to my colleague Franz, who will be taking you through the Oshwambo News.